understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning and welcome to the next 250 years of America the Beautiful. This is Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press, and we will be taking a look at several things going on in our community. Over the weekend, big celebrations and festivals all around the area. I think Tulu Fireworks finally got off the ground, maybe a little later than expected. The thunderstorms disrupted a lot of other shows and things around the area over the past weekend, but nature has a way of doing that, doesn't it? We're going to get right into the news this morning and begin with what's going on down at the Cave and Rock Ferry. As most of you know, the ferry remains idle after a contract failed to be negotiated, and the two-year contract ended on June 30th. So still talks are going on, but in the meantime, I wanted to take a few minutes and try to maybe clear up some things, because I have kept up with this story, not only during this negotiation cycle for the contract, but over the years, in many, many years dealing with the Cave and Rock Ferry. I remember when it closed back in 1993, I believe it was, and it was closed down for several months before reopening, and then that's when Lonnie Lewis purchased the ferry and has operated it as a private operation, but funded by the two states. And I forget that maybe some of the history maybe has gone unreported by me and perhaps others, so it leaves a lot of question as to why we are at this point and why some other options may not be either viable or options at all, quite frankly. You know, the future of the Cave and Rock Ferry is not as simple as many people think. Over the past several years, you know, there have been plenty of ideas suggested. You know, charge a toll, find another operator, move the ferry, or build a bridge. So you hear a lot of these suggestions, and particularly if you read social media. But most of the solutions being suggested come with complications. You know, a toll sounds pretty simple until you consider who collects the money, how they could create a pass system so people who ride the ferry regularly could just show a pass or have a sticker in their window maybe. But then what do you do with the occasional travelers? Do you take cash? How do you accept those payments? And, you know, what new equipment or employees might be required to do that? finding another operator is something I hear a lot of people say, but that's not that easy either, because the ferry involves an historic franchise that exists there. It dates back over 100 years, over 150 years, and Kentucky's current law recognizes that exclusive franchise, and the landing property there is owned by the ferry operator. At least on the Kentucky side, it's owned by the ferry operator. And then you need vessels, you need equipment. It's a major financial investment, and a short contract like the one that existed and will exist going forward, the states are not going to go beyond 2 years, because that's the way Kentucky does its biennial budget. So Without a long-term contract, it's not feasible for someone else to come in and operate the ferry. And frankly, they couldn't do it unless they buy or lease that franchise from the current owner. And a bridge, you know, that's a dream that many have mentioned. And I hear all kinds of stuff about bridges and building a bridge and why there isn't one there now. But the bottom line is price tag on a bridge is really unrealistic for that area. And the fact that it is a rural area and, you know, you're talking somewhere close to $1 billion. You could operate this ferry for hundreds of years, literally, as at the price that currently is being asked before you would have to, or before you would get your return on a bridge. So it's really out of the question. And then, you know, there's a lot of talk about moving the ferry, you know, creating a ferry somewhere else if you can't buy this franchise or lease this franchise. And if it's not going to operate there, why not somewhere else? Well, you don't have a state highway on both sides of the river. You know, you got to have that type of infrastructure in place. And that would cost millions, maybe billions of dollars. So the really only logical solution is find a point that each side of this negotiation process can agree upon. And that's what we're waiting on. So with that being said, we'll keep you posted on the negotiations and what's in store for the Cave and Rock Ferry over the coming days, weeks, and maybe even months. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back in just a moment with more news.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Well, I have an update on the disc golf course out at Marion Crittenden County Park. There'd been a situation with the mowing over on the Victory Garden side of the disc golf course. Half of it's on the park side and half of it's on the Victory Garden side, and just an issue with the mowing over there left it unmowed. But I think between the park board and the tourism commission and some volunteers and the city of Marion as well, a solution is in the process of coming to some sort of culmination. It was hayed over the past few days, and some volunteers got out and mowed the fairways in that area on the west side of the walking trail. And we're going to try to continue to keep that mowed, I think, as a community. And stay tuned for more details on that. But it is back open now. It was closed for a time when the grass had gotten waist high, but now it is back open. It's still a little rough, but I think it will be playable and will be taken care of for the rest of the summer and into the fall. And in some more local transportation news, after more than a year of detours, Crittenden County is moving closer to replacing the Mexico Road Bridge over Clement Creek. The bridge has been closed since May of 2025 after inspectors found critical structural problems there. Fiscal court is now seeking bids for a complete replacement, and a contract is expected to be awarded later this month. Now, this new bridge will nearly double in size, increasing from a 32-foot span to a 60-foot structure designed to improve water flow under the bridge and provide for a better long-term protection. You know, it's one of several bridges in the county that have been out that are being replaced right now. The bridge on Kentucky 506 near the Caldwell County line remains closed. Been some delays in the work there, and they're probably a couple of months behind at this point. Completion is supposed to be mid-July is what I'm hearing now, but of course it started out at the end of May. Nonetheless, Kentucky 654 there near Mattoon, the road or the state highway between Mattoon and Tribune remains closed there just right outside of Mattoon where the bridge is being replaced there. Turning to news in Marion, Kentucky, the City Police Department has recorded an unusual increase in driving under the influence arrests. After we got the figures from June's report that the police department puts out every month, and they have reported 3 impaired driving arrests during the month of June. Now, that is that's a big jump. Doesn't sound like many. I don't want to discount the fact that one is more than enough, but nonetheless, 3 is a big jump. Historically, department data showed that June of 2026 had more DUI arrests than any June in the last 8 years. And that figure of 3 DUI arrests nearly equals some recent annual totals. So sometimes they'll go a whole year and have 6 or 7. So it's very interesting. We kind of break this down in our Crittenden Press report that will be out this week, and you can see all the Marion Police Department data in this coming newspaper. Crittenden County Chamber of Commerce will host another Lunch and Learn event. That will be tomorrow at noon, and it's going to be out at Rocket Arena. And this is entitled Avoiding Scams and Financial Abuse. Now, this will be sponsored by First United Bank. And you have to pay for your lunch, but this is open to the community. Everyone is welcome to come out if you want. So again, that will be noon tomorrow at Rocket Arena. And congratulations to Matt and Angie Prowl of Fredonia. They were named Citizens of the Year over the weekend during the annual Thunder Over the Valley fireworks event. And I know the Prowls do a great deal of work, as well as their daughter, Briston Prowl. They are very instrumental in all the events that go on in Fredonia, particularly those there at Buddy Rogers Park. And they are greatly appreciated for all of their volunteer work. Let's take a short break and hear from another of our sponsors, and we'll be right back to wrap up the program.
Since the mid-1960s, Miles LP Gas has been meeting the area's propane needs. For pricing, call 866-427-5469 or visit mileslpgas.com.
Well, a regular Crittenden Press columnist will be in the news this week. After 16 years of leading Kentucky Lake Cowboy Church, Pastor Chris Clark is stepping away, but not because the church is struggling. In fact, it's flourishing. But Chris Clark, of course, grew up in Salem and in and around Livingston and Crittenden County, and once served Marion Baptist Church, and has a great following with his Cowboy Church and his equestrian ministry. Many know him as the Cowboy Preacher. And Chris Clark writes a column for the Crittenden Press every month. And we appreciate all of his articles that he just really folksy, down home stuff. And people seem to like it. But he's got a new project. He's going to start a new Cowboy Church. And you can find out more about that in this week's edition of the Crittenden Press, along with more information about everything we have talked about this morning. A couple other things I want to get to before we close out. Kentucky wildlife officials are asking residents to help them keep an eye out on the turkey population this summer. You can check that out also in the Crittenden Press. They're wanting local residents to complete a survey and let them know how many of these young turkeys they see. In sports, a former Rocket football player is taking a next big step. He's going to be coaching in college. Brock Langston, 2019 graduate of CCHS, who played football here, a very good football player, lineman. He's joined the coaching staff at Kentucky State University. You can find out more about that, again, in this week's Crittenden Press. And before I let you go this morning, I just want to let you know that the Crittenden Press is not just your local source for news and sports and information. We also do all sorts of printing. We have full color, black and white printing as well. We have items for personal or commercial applications. If you need wedding invitations, we can take care of you. If you need note cards, if you have a business and you need forms, invoices, three-part NCR, or business cards, we do a whole lot of business cards for folks. We're your local source for, again, business cards, wedding invitations, personal note cards, letterhead, promotional materials like banners, signs, mugs, pens, all sorts of things. If it can be printed on, we can do it for you. And we provide personalized assistance. So you don't get that if you buy on the internet. We can even help you write a resume and print it out. The Crittenden Press can make document copies in black and white and full color. We create all types of graphic design, including custom logos. We create them right here for you and with your input, and can design anything you want. And we have very affordable rates and quick turnaround times. So choose the Crittenden Press for not only your news, sports, and information, but also all of your printing and promotional needs. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press in Marion, Kentucky. Have a good week.